This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Jelly Belly Candy Company will cease operations in North Chicago and lay off dozens of workers. The Sun-Times reports the brand's Chicago-based owner, Ferrara Candy, announced 66 employees would be laid off when the plant closes in early October. Ferrara bought the popular jelly bean company for an undisclosed amount in November. The closure happens despite Ferrara seeing a 15% increase in sales last year. Illinois ended its fiscal year with more money than expected. A news release from Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says the state closed out the year with $125 million more dollars than projected. That's only a fraction of a percentage point above estimates, but Pritzker's office notes it's the highest ever total the state had in its general fund balance to start a fiscal year. A little more than $2 billion of that total is in the state's rainy day fund. More than 1.7 million people are expected to travel through O'Hare and Midway airports this holiday weekend. My colleague Noah Jennings reports Wednesday morning is expected to be the busiest day for airline travel during the 4th of July season. Karen Pride with Chicago's Department of Aviation says passengers should arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before a domestic flight and 3 hours before an international.
And that means be at the airport, not leave your house for the airport. You want to make sure that you get here and you're not rushed to get through ticketing.
Projections show O'Hare will see 12% more travelers this holiday compared to last year, while Midway will see 3% more. 4th of July fireworks could be interrupted by rainfall Thursday. While the forecast looks partly sunny with highs reaching the low 80s, there is a chance that showers and thunderstorms will develop later in the evening. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Lee Carlaw cautions those who are celebrating to be attentive to the changing skies.
The chances are better than not that most locations stay dry, but just with the chance for, you know, pop-up showers and storms out there, just being aware of what's going on so that you are able to seek safety if lightning does threaten your venue.
The chances of rain continue to increase into Friday. Saturday is expected to be mostly sunny, but storms and showers are likely to return on Sunday. Angel Reese is on a roll. The Chicago Sky's star forward scored more than one basketball accolade yesterday. Reese was named WNBA Rookie of the Month and made the league's 2024 All-Star team. She says she's not usually focused on individual honors, but on the success of the whole squad.
Being an All-Star wasn't really on my list as a rookie. Even just playing, I didn't even know if I was going to start. Like, just being able to just take things day by day and just work, and have coaches that really believe in you is special.
Reese also picked up her 11th consecutive double-double Tuesday during the Sky's win over the Atlanta Dream. She finished the game with 12 points and 19 rebounds. Weather for today, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, not as warm, highs in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org. Or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.